It was a warm evening, very warm indeed. An inferno blaze rages around the First Lady, Dolly Madison, as she struggles to save the priceless painting of the first president, George Washington. She rushes as the clock ticks down and the British move in.
Hurry now, grab that paper.
It was the night of August 4th, 1814, during the War of 1812, and the British decided to come to Washington, take down the American dream. The War of 1812 was a very uneasy time for this newly established nation. The bloody British have finally pushed President Madison with their impressment. Dolly Madison harbors a lot of anxiety on the war, but didn't really want it to happen. The war started out bad for the Americans.
James, if you don't use your head in this war, we will lose, and those scallywags will win!
Yes, Dolly dear.
Hey, y'all. Come on down to Mr. Pato's classroom during lunch or after school. We can fix those grades up. I'm Mr. Pato, and I approve this message.
Good, but you do realize if you must escape, take the important documents and leave as soon as possible.
Dolly, nervously waiting, tells herself that she won't leave without seeing her husband in the flesh, and they will live together. She gathers up all the documents assigned, leaving behind personal belongings. She was greeted by no sleep, and she awoke the next morning on the roof to scan the countryside for any discrepancies in the breathtaking landscape. And so she did. During the course of the couple days, she sent many letters to her sister to help ease her worries. But to her dismay, when she was on the roof looking out onto the countryside, she saw not her husband, but the British army making their way to the White House. Molly absolutely rushed to leave.
We must leave right this instant.
She moves to grab the famous painting of the famed George Washington. She pulls once, twice, but to no avail.
Sir, help me remove this.
I'll help.
They pull and pull, but to no avail. The painting has been bolted to the wall.
Break the frame, do what you must.
Finally, after many tries, they break the frame and successfully take out George Washington's portrait. They take the portrait and they give it to some helpful hands of some men, and they take it down to be safe from those rascals British.